This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. While the police are searching your cell phone, can they answer it? Two Border Patrol agents stopped Andres near Jacumba, California. While questioning him, one agent asked about the two cell phones on the center console. Andres said they belonged to his friend, and when the agent asked if he could take a look at the numbers and text messages, Andres answered yes. Then calls started coming into the phones. The agent answered one of them and pretended to be Andres, and he was told the location of a house where two people were waiting. Following the caller's instructions, the agent picked up the two people who admitted to being in the U.S. illegally, and Andres was arrested and charged with conspiracy to transport illegal aliens. Andres argued the evidence against him came from an illegal search of the phone, that while he consented to the search, he did not consent to the officer answering the phone and pretending to be him, and the court agreed. So for police officers, answering the call of duty is one thing. Answering the call on a cell phone is quite another. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.